The number of people needing humanitarian assistance in Somalia has dropped by 25% to 2 million in the last 6 months, easing one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The statistics were published this week in a report by the Nairobi-based Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit of the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization. We spoke with Gráinne Maloney, Chief Technical Advisor at the unit.
The main reason for the improvement is because we had very early rains and the duration continued throughout the rainy season, and this resulted in above average harvest production in the agricultural areas of the country, and it also improved the livestock body condition in the pastoral parts of the country. So because of the above average harvest and the improvements in the livestock body condition, we are seeing that there is some recovery in the rural population's access to food. However, at 2 million people in crisis, we're still looking at 27% of the population, which is a huge proportion of the population in need of humanitarian and livelihood support assistance.
Now, is there a risk that these gains could be reversed in the near future?
Yes, that's true, because Somalia is a rainfall-dependent country. Since the war in 1992, all the mechanization or any of the industrial work for agricultural production and livestock production has basically collapsed, which means they're reliant on rainfall. So in years when there's a good rainfall, the population do well. But in years when there is below-average rainfall, the population falls back into crisis. And what we normally see with the cyclical effects of drought and good rains is that after very good rains or flooding, as we saw earlier this year, then the next season tends to be a La Nina, which is a below average rainfall. So we are already giving an early warning that the next 6 months production could actually be less. So therefore, these numbers can still rise again. So it's not the time to be complacent. We have an opportunity to maintain these gains. However, the population are still very vulnerable if there's a below normal rainfall in the next 6 months.